I'm Charlie. I'm head marshal for this gig. We're in Civic Square, just behind the Central Library in Pōneke, and we've got a gathering of queer people and allies. We're just gathering up now for the start of a rally and march through the city.
And what is the rally in aid of?
It's kind of a joint thing. So earlier, late last year and early into this year, we've been campaigning about the ban on puberty blockers, against the ban on puberty blockers for trans youth. And the government has just brought out a bill into the first reading. It's hearing submissions now to define man and woman as, you know, adult male, adult female, yeah. And we're against that.
And so the music's just started. Can you just paint a picture for me of what we can see around us?
Just a cool, chill gathering of a bunch of queer people and their friends of whānau. Lots of trans flags, marshals. It's quite windy, but we're still gonna have fun.
It's Wellington. And what is the route you're taking?
We should be going Victoria, Wakefield, Manners, Cuba, Manners, Courtney, Blair. You're testing me across Wakefield, and then Schaefer, and then onto behind Te Papa.
Kia ora, everybody! Woo! There are so many of you. We love to see it. All right, to kick this off, I'm going to pass this microphone to Kōwhai. We are going to be starting with our karakia.
Whakatakataho ki te uru, whakatakataho ki te tonga, kia mā ki nā ki uta, kia mā taratara ki tai, hei a ke ana a tā kura, he tio, he huka, he hohu, ti hei mauri ora, kia ora.
Kia ora, Kōwhai. Oh my gosh, this is a beautiful day for an action, I gotta say it. All right, we all know why we're here today. We are not gonna let those losers in Parliament define us. All right, we are about to start with our first speaker. Okay, we have coming up here, the wonderful Other Charlie.
Hi, I'm Charlie, and today I wanted to talk a bit about biology. I'm a biology student, and I study biology because my first love was the natural world. Don't tell my partner that, though. And all of this talk of biology from the government had me thinking. The thing about biology is, really, the more that we learn, the less we know. This world, it's so vast and complicated, it's made of so many moving parts, all weaving together and combining in the exact right ways to create everything we see around us. And every time we try to understand it, to put it in a box, it throws something new at us. It laughs in our faces and dances away from us again. Look around you. See the grasses growing over the edges of its birth and in between the cracks, and the bushes poke through the gaps in the fence. See the water spilling over the edge of the pools? You can't legislate that. You can't tell nature what to do. As part of the natural world, we, too, are made of millions of moving parts working together to produce something beautiful. Every gene, every trait, every cell in our bodies have endless different possibilities for how they present. About 28 million per cell, to be exact. We put it into these boxes to make ourselves feel better, but biology will tell you, it's not real. Just like everything else, there's a million different options for what your sex could be. That's the thing. It's impossible to put biology in a box. How do you define what a man or a woman is? Genitals? What about people that have both or neither? Hormones? What about natural differences in levels? Whether you make sperm or eggs? What about if you make either or the one you do make doesn't align with some other defining factor? How do you define someone who's spent their whole life as a man, except instead of having testes, he has ovaries? Okay, what about chromosomes? That's the one people always talk about. Surely that must work, right? Except it doesn't. Someone who can, by every other means, appear to be one sex, have chromosomes that don't match that. Every time you try to put biology in a box, it laughs in your face and dances away from you again. You can't legislate nature, no matter how hard you try. And that pisses some people off. So they mine out the earth and drill into the ocean floor and bomb olive groves until there's nothing that can survive there anymore. But nature, it always finds a way to come back swinging. You can't legislate that away. To Winston Peters, to David Seymour, to Christopher Luxon, you cannot legislate that which makes you uncomfortable away. No matter how hard you try, you cannot legislate us away.
Kia ora, Charlie, you are so right. All right, our next speaker for today should be Aaron. Yes, Aaron from PSA Today.
Kia ora, Tato. Thank you all for coming out here today. Ko Waio, ko Aaron tōku ingoa. Ko Pākehā hou, ko tangata taritia hou. I'm Aaron. I'm a Pākehā transmasculine person and a PSA union delegate. The Public Service Association condemns the gender definition bill. This bill will make trans, intersex and takatāpui working people less safe. It will encourage harassment of these people in the workplace. Employers may fear that if they don't actively discriminate against trans and intersex workers in line with the definitions in this bill, they will be sued. The PSA stands in solidarity with these workers. It knows that an injury to one of its members is an injury to all. I call on every one of you here to make a submission against the gender definition bill by the time Select Committee submissions close at the end of the day on Thursday, 2nd of July. Make your comments on the bill as individual and original as possible. The Select Committee will lump together submissions which use a template. But in the recommendations box, I strongly recommend writing that you reject the bill in its entirety. It's a short bill, all it does is discriminate, and there's no saving it. Speaking in my personal capacity, I want to acknowledge that it's getting harder and harder to be trans, queer, brown, black, disabled or poor, both here in Aotearoa and overseas. Regardless of whether this bill passes, we need to look after each other. We need to strengthen our communities so we have the energy to fight the systemic, hyper-capitalist forces that are making life harder for us all. But that's a task for tomorrow. Right now, if we can defeat the gender definition bill, that's a blow to the hate we're facing and one less bullshit thing we have to worry about. So, all I have left to say is, fuck this bill, hug your friends, and don't forget to submit by 2nd July. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Aaron. This is such a beautiful crowd. I realized I forgot to introduce myself to y'all. My ko wa toko inua. I am a trans man. I'm an educator. I am a friend to so many people in this crowd who I love so dearly. And I love so much that everyone is here today and we've had such an amazing turnout. I am gonna hand the mic over to the wonderful Scarlett.
Hello all. I am Scarlett and I come from the South Island. The medical system in this country has many issues that we have to fight to fix, including bringing an end to corrective surgeries that I myself was a victim of. But instead, we stand here today to fight for the basic right to be recognized as our chosen gender. This bill fails to recognize intersex people and would force us into incorrect boxes alongside our trans and cis brethren. This government has failed intersex and trans people alike by letting the medical system backslide further, by stripping protections, and by refusing to release updated guidelines about gender-affirming care. By electing doctors pick and choose how they provide care instead, which gives us inconsistent and failing results. We are all here to support the rights of each other, and after we defeat this bill, we need to keep this fight going to help each other achieve full equality with no violations of our human rights. This is one united battle against those who seek to discriminate against us. They came for puberty blockers, and we stand with PAFA as we fight against that unlawful legislation designed to spread hatred and misinformation about our communities. And now they are coming for us by trying to define who we are, and we will have none of their imported culture wars. We're alive, and we're here. We will scream till you hear. Thank you, and fuck you, Winston Peters!
Kill the Scarlet.
Alright, I am gonna get us going. If you have a chant sheet, pull it out. We're gonna practice some chants. Alright! Alright. So, first one on the list. We're here, we're queer, we will not live in fear.
We're here, we're queer, we will not live in fear. We're here, we're queer, we will not live in fear.
We're trans, we're proud, you cannot keep us down.
We're trans, we're proud, you cannot keep us down. We're trans, we're proud, you cannot keep us down.
What do we want?
Trans rights.
When we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Trans rights.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Trans rights.
When do we want it?
Now.
I should not be shouting so hard so soon, but you know, here we go. All right. Today was meant to be MC'd by the badass Triss, but unfortunately they are unwell, so it is me today. But I am going to pass to the wonderful Emily and her children.
Kia ora, ko Emily Wright's Taukoingoa. Thank you for the invitation to speak. I will be as quick as I can be. Winston Peters, the ACT Party, and this government have never and will never speak for women. Cis women do not need these fascist politicians to speak for them, and we sure as shit don't need a bunch of musty, repressed TERFs speaking for us and claiming it's feminism. We know that it is not feminism. We will stand with you all the way. We will fight with you and for you and alongside you. We know there are many cis women leading the hateful transphobic rhetoric we are seeing rising. Shame indeed. I want to ask all the cis women and men here today to use your privilege to protect and support our trans whānau. Show solidarity, speak up and fight this, not just today, but every single day. Finally, I want to say to all of the trans community, young and old, as a cis woman, I am so very sorry. I am so very sorry that so many ignorant and ugly cis women have led this campaign of bigotry and hatred. I am so sorry that cis women and men have made you feel so unsafe and so uncared for. I'm here to say that you are beloved, you are vital and you are crucial and you are valued and deserving of respect. And we love you so much. That you have been forced to justify your existence and identity is abhorrent. It's abhorrent, and I'm so sorry. You deserve safety and kindness and respect, and you will get it. Yes. Because there is no world in which you are not here with us, and I am so grateful for that. Thank you so much. And I would like to invite some kids up here who want to speak. So come on, kids. They're being very brave right now.
Hello, everybody. My name is Sam, and I'm gender fluid. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to the people in my life. Unlike a lot of gender fluid people, I didn't have to hide who I am or be scared of what my friends would say when I came out. And yes, I have dealt with and still am dealing with some gender dysmorphia, but it could have been so much worse if I had to face the kind of discrimination this bill is trying to enforce. All genderqueer people deserve to have an experience like mine, and I'm here to fight for that alongside all of you. The government claims this bill is about protecting women, but that same government has slashed pay equity claims for hundreds of thousands of women and cut funding for Wellington's only sexual harm prevention organisation, and they expect us to trust them. We will fight and will not let this bill pass. It is up to us to define who we are and what we do with our bodies, not Winston Peters and the government. Thank you.
The definition of woman and man bill will only mean more discrimination against transgender and intersex people, legalise hate crimes and hate speech, and reinforce the New Zealand government's status as a sympathiser with the far-right politicians of the world intent on limiting our civil rights.
We know who we are and we know who our friends are, and the government can't tell us who we are. We are all standing here together. We know we are stronger than them. We hope in November those who can vote will vote this government out.
Kia ora, thank you so much. I just thought I'd say real quick, I'm coming here today also as an educator and a teacher. I gotta say, the kids are not all right. They're mad as hell and they have every right to be. Give it up for Ko-Fi!
Te aroha, te whakapono, me te rangi mari e tātou tātou e. Te aroha, te whakapono, me te rangi mari e tātou tātou e.
Kia ora. Thank you so much, Ko-Fi. All right, we're going to do a couple more chants, and then we'll head on to our next speakers. Okay. So, the classic. Going to ask you guys a quick question. What do we want?
Trans rights.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Trans rights.
When do we want it?
Now.
No constraints, no restrictions. We defy your definitions.
No constraints, no restrictions. We defy your definitions.
All right, gonna pass on to our next speaker, Ko-Fi. All right.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Ko Taranaki te iwi, ko Takatā Puia ho, ko Ko-Fi toku ingoa. I appear before all of you today to speak on the issue at hand, the disgusting definitions bill. This bill, not only is it transphobic and intersexist, but it's racist. It breaches Te Tiriti o Waitangi as it poorly attempts to erase our Takatā Pui whānau, and it also tries erasing our Pacifica whānau and our other indigenous whānau. It makes me ashamed to live in this beautiful country. This will actively make it harder for our BIPOC whānau to get healthcare in a society that already makes it pretty much impossible for us to get any form of help. They're trying to push their colonialist ways onto us once more. And I say, well, this is what they would probably say. Three biscuits for me, none for thee. Brown, black, and indigenous people have never fit the white standard of what it means to be feminine or masculine. We never fit into a colonialist idea of what a man or a woman is. Because you're born, and then at some point, you die. You just become bones. So I ask the people, do you all think we're back on track? And I'd like to finish the speech off with a quote from Moana Jackson in Imagining Decolonization. Because whakapapa traverses time between the past, the present, and the future. The building of new relationships and the telling of new stories begins with the identification and untelling of colonization's past and present lies. Stories for and about transformation rely on honesty about the misremembered stories and the foresight to see where different stories might lead. That is the ethic of restoration. It offers the challenge or chance to clutch truth and justice for future flowerings. It is concerned with the balance of relationships rather than a will to limit what they might be. And in giving back to Māori the right of self-determination, it offers everyone a place to stand. Kia ora. Kia ora.
Kia ora ko whai. All right, we are on to our last speaker before we get marching. All right, I'm going to pass this off to my dear friend Amal.
Thank you, Wyatt. Tēnā koutou, my name's Amal. I'm a trans woman. I've had the good fortune to have been on HRT for 4 years. It feels like I've only been a human being for those 4 years. That's why I hate that we have a system in which trans minors are forced to spend their teenage years. The years we are meant to learn how to become human in the full social sense of the word, being told to wait. To wait in the fog of unknowing and unbecoming until the state deems them ready to know and become themselves, years after their peers. And if the government has its way, they will be forced to undergo changes that can only deepen the fog. And as a final humiliation, they will be forced to lie about who they are in order to piss. This rally is special to me. Since the government first announced that restrictions on puberty blockers were on the cards, we've had many rallies like it. But this is the first that I've had nothing to do with organising. That speaks to the number of young trans people who have begun organising for themselves. They no longer need jaded rent-a-mob types like myself. So can we cheer for the people who put this together? In my absence, I've spent a month in Britain and France. Trans people there face exactly the same agenda that we are fighting here. I heard them express the same fears about puberty blocker restrictions and being defined out of bathrooms. But I also heard them propose the same solutions that I hear in Aotearoa. We must vote for progressive liberal parties to keep the reactionaries out. Around the world, that is the main thing trans people are asking for. I'm not going to tell you that nothing is won through Parliament. There is a real defence of our existing rights to be mounted there. That is why QED has been asking, together with other queer organisations, for firm commitments from the non-government parties. Will they reverse the regulation banning puberty blockers if it survives the courts? Will they repeal the definitions of a man and a woman bill if it passes? And of course they will say yes if they know what's good for them. But there is a problem with making this our only strategy. What happens if, as polls predict, Labour almost gets in? In walks Winnie. Sure, we'll help you cross the line, but there's just one condition. The anti-trans stuff stays. Labour will kick up a stink, but the result will never be in doubt. Many trans people sincerely think that Labour, the Greens, TPM, would take a stand on any one issue above forming a government. That is fantasy. The only reason that those parties exist is to form governments. Their political horizons start and end at the beehive. It is not in their vocabulary to be refused to be part of a government in order to better oppose it from outside. Say that they do form a government, with or without Winnie. Do we think that the current round of austerity will end? As the recession deepens, will the job losses, the cuts, the fiscal responsibility plans stop? No. Thousands of people will only see a government that continues the neoliberal agenda. So what will have changed? One main thing. The government will talk a lot more about how much it cares, including how much it cares about trans people. When a government is cutting jobs and benefits on the one hand and talking about minority rights on the other, what does that do? It pisses people off. It teaches them to see trans people and labourers on the same side, one big woke monolith out to screw them on the deal. Nothing in this world creates national-led governments with the same deadly inevitability as Labour-led governments. Nothing fans the flames of reaction like liberal sanctimony. I meet so many young trans people who have begun the journey of coming to know themselves but who still don't believe in their own political power, who think that someone out there, somewhere out there, is a room full of experts, politicians and activists working towards our liberation. Let me tell you, I have never found that room. I see only you and me, your neighbour, your co-worker. And the main thing holding us all back is a belief that our liberation might come from somewhere else. We have to break the cycle of national and Labour governments. We have to insist on a divorce between the struggle against oppression and the election programs of left liberal parties. To break our dependence on them, we need an independent working class party whose horizon stretches beyond the beehive. A party that will take the rights of all workers, or of trans people, or of Māori, as something that cannot be thrown away for the sake of cabinet positions. It is a long road to that goal, but we should have started a long time ago. So look beyond that building, the Beehive. Take responsibility for the fight for a revolutionary party. Every trans person knows what it's like to know and become yourself, but that's only the start. You have to fight for yourself too. Organise yourself. Find yourself in a collective fight. Then and only then do we become fully human.
Trans kids are under attack!